Welcome to PDG's earnings conference call for Q1 2020. Today we have with us Mr. Augusto Reis, CEO, Vice CFO, and Investor Relations Director. We would like to inform you that this event is recorded and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. We will then have a question-and-answer session for analysts. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. We would like to inform you that questions may be submitted directly to PDG's IR team at ri@pdg.com.br. The audio and slides of this conference are broadcast simultaneously at www.ri.pdg.com.br, where you can find the respective presentation from download from the webcast platform. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of PDG management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of PDG and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now I will turn the conference over to Mr. Augusto Reis, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Augusto, you may begin your conference. Good morning, everyone. I wish you're all doing well. I'd like to welcome you to our earnings conference, where we're going to present our results for the first quarter of 2020. In our slide number two today for our agenda, I will start with the executive summary and the main events in 2020. I would also talk a little bit about our court-supervised reorganization plan in addition to the financial and operation results. Finally, I will make some comments about the present and future impacts of COVID-19. In slide number four of this executive summary, we will show you what the company has done to face the coronavirus. In addition to the activities that we highlighted in our last conference, we are now going to our first part of the conference. In the third part of the first half of the year, we had a 24-hour medical teleorientation accessible to all employees. And then we continue monitoring all of the suspect cases, providing any support required by those who may eventually need support. In addition, we have 100% of our team working in home office. Virtual discussions are ongoing by the company, whose objective is to keep everyone informed about the actions taken and what is the current status of the company right now. We believe that transparency keeps the team united, and it's very important to keep the company operating. We have changed a little bit the way we pay our meal vouchers. We have started making a deposit at our employees' homes to give them a little bit more flexibility during the pandemic. Also, to support our team regarding healthcare measures, we have developed a newsletter. We also carried out a research on IT equipment so that in the near future, we can take all of the required measures to implement our home office and improve the performance of the team. In addition to the fourth part, which took place in the second half of April, we continued talking to the team. We kept informing about healthcare, about suspect cases. We anticipated the vaccination campaign against the flu. It's a campaign where all employees were able to participate. This vaccination campaign used a 100% drive-through. We also participated in a survey to evaluate the impact of the coronavirus on the daily life of our employees and on the businesses of the company. In slide number 5, we approach the measures taken in the 5th part with planning to return to the office. We concluded the return to the office after social distancing. Initially, it was supposed to end on May 11. For this return, we anticipated all of the safety measures. Because of that, we have decided that we're going to do it in different waves according to the transportation means, to the risks involved, among other variables. Everything aiming at the protection of our team and their health. Later on during my presentation, I will talk about the adoption of our home office regimen. As I mentioned, returning to the office will be a little bit different, and we are already working to have an adequate model in the future for our employees. And therefore, this involves a sequence where those who may be able to keep on working from their homes will come back to the company later on. We have also performed a chat where we talked about the results of the survey and we carried on with the newsletter. I was very happy with the results of the survey. We were able to see that our score, or the score given to by our team, was higher than the average of every other company participating in the survey. Productivity, care with the team, were all very well evaluated, and some of them we obtained the maximum score, indicating that we are going the right way. And then finally, on the 12th, we had a virtual lecture because of Mother's Day. For this lecture, we had the participation of a psychologist and an obstetrical nurse, aiming at providing moms and other employees with information. We discussed home office, education, economics, among other topics. And then in the next slide, we move on with the COVID-19 pandemic. In the very beginning, we took some very important measures aiming at preserve our cash. The main guideline was maximum cash retention. So 4 main actions were taken. First of all, we had a review of monthly payments with possible renegotiations and cash preservation. This was done together with everyone trying to preserve our relationships and our partners. We started a daily monitoring of the default rate, still without any major variations. We also adopted the benefits generated by provisional measure 927 and discontinued investments temporarily. Our understanding was that right now, while we do not have a better way to determine what's going to happen in the future regarding social distancing and its consequences, we will retain any investment that had been anticipated. The second guideline is about the maintenance of employment. Based on the restructuring that the company went through in the past few years, we have a very good plan and can work towards restarting. We do not need right now to have any major reduction in the number of our employees. And as I mentioned before, we also have given vacation time to some employees, and we understand that these measures will allow us to protect the income of our team at such a critical moment for all of us. Also, we intend to adopt a partial home office, not for all of the company, but partial home office will be adopted definitively for the company. We will continue monitoring the results of the crisis and adjust the actions of the company. In slide number 7, we have the executive summary, and I'm going to talk about the highlights for the first quarter this year. A 27% reduction was observed in the company's net loss. We went from 240 million in the first quarter of last year to 175 million in the first quarter of this year. G&A expenses continue on a downward trend with a 12% decrease when compared to the first quarter of the previous year. Since the beginning of the company's recovery plan, the amortization of debt subject to the recovery plan totaled, actually, cancellations amounted to 20 million in the first quarter. And I'd like to remind you that most of our cancellations had to do with sales that had been done a long time ago. So our cancellations indicators, which sometimes is higher, they actually represent and are aligned to our strategy where we try to release assets. Our cancellations for new sales is very close to zero, and this happens because the way we work is very close to the sales process. This is very important and significantly decreases the impact on cash resulting from cancellations. We have also observed net sales recovery from the last three quarters, reaching 19 million in the first quarter. Later on, I will talk about this again. Regarding possible sales price decrease, so far we have not seen a reduction in our inventory, which would have a short-term impact. Throughout all our reorganization plan, we have adjusted our inventory to the market reality. We understand that at least for the time being, we don't really need to adjust our amounts. And as mentioned in August 2019, we are carrying out the Long Beach project in Manaus, which should have been delivered in May 2020. We're very happy to inform that even under this uncertain scenario, we were able to start the inspection process with our clients last week. We adopted all safety and hygiene precautions for all of those participating in the inspections. We have alcohol gel and masks available to all. And we have tried to follow all of the rules to preserve the health of our employees and our clients, so that we can meet our clients' expectations and they can receive their news. A Palm Beach is a project in Manaus for medium and high income clients. I'd like to reinforce the company's commitment to continue finding solutions to the projects that have not been concluded yet. In the near future, all of our clients will have their keys and their properties available to them. This is a Very important achievement for us. And now moving on to the court supervised reorganization, we can see that our debt had an increase of 18 million, basically because of the update in the interest rates. We also paid 14 millions in the quarter from the very beginning of the year. The company has already amortized 282 millions in debt subject to the recovery plan. And this was anticipated in the beginning of the plan, and other amortizations will move on this year according to the company's plan. Now, regarding the financial and operation results on slide 11, in the first quarter of 2020, our gross sales added 39 million, 55% below the amounts observed for the past year. This is due to our sales policy adjustment. We have focused basically on the units that generate cash to the company so that we can remain operational. In the first quarter, our cancellations added to 20 million, which is 31% below than what was observed in past years. And we want to continue generating cash to the company. This is the company strategy, and we observed net income of 19 million, as I mentioned before. I'd like to remind you that in the past 2 quarters, we had a negative net income because of the cancellations. However, what happened back then was important so that we could keep our current structure. Now, talking about the advancement of the pandemic, we have seen a lot of turbulence in the market, and there has been significant impact on the company's sales. They started in the end of March, so they did not impact our results for the first quarter. Our sales remained according to our plans. The sales results didn't change significantly, and therefore, in terms of the sales scenario observed in the end of March and the unpredictability of our economy, we reviewed our projections where different income restrictions have been observed. We have worked with critical scenarios with an impact anticipated for 2020 and 2021. We have based all of our actions on this scenario. Every decision-making process is made based on this critical scenario for 2020 and 2021. In slide 12, we present our general expenses, general and administrative expenses. You can see that we had a decrease of 15% when compared to the previous year, especially because of the impact of services. There has been a reversion in the payment of IPTU and condominium expenses, and therefore, because this is a non-recurring reversal, the general and administrative expenses added to commercial expenses had a decrease of 92% quarter over quarter. As we've been doing over the years in face of uncertainty scenarios, the company remains dedicated to reducing costs and expenses to improve the efficiency of the operations. And now in slide 13, we talk a little bit about the inventory of the company. You can see that the total value of the company totaled 1,852 million, of which 26% or 479 million refers to concluded units. Our concluding inventory is distributed 74% in São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro. 72% of the inventory is concentrated in projects with range above 60% sold. And then in slide 14, you can see our extra concursal gross debt for the of 91 million. You can see that the reduction of the debt was due to a decrease in interest rates. Now you can see our income statement. I'd like to highlight an important decrease. As you can see, it went from 240 in the first quarter. And another aspect that should be highlighted was that all of our operational expenses decreased. So the total operating expenses had a 20% decrease, representing almost 48 million reals in the first quarter. The negative aspect is that there has been an impact on sales. As I mentioned before, because of the current scenario and the unpredictability of the economy, we have made some adjustments, anticipating different scenarios, and all of our predictions have an impact for 2020 and 2021. We're trying to be very conservative, and we do believe that there will be an impact in the future. We know that our market depends a lot on economic factors such as employment, income, interest rates, and above all, the trust of our clients. The decrease of the interest rate, which is very positive, was important, and it leads us to believe that our market is going to suffer the impact of this economic downturn. So, in terms of affecting these three main areas, we will suffer from this impact in 2020 and 2021. This far, we still do not know when this is going to be over and what the expectations from the economy are. The positive aspect is that even with a more pessimistic scenario, we will probably count on the resources required to face this moment of crisis. And therefore, even if we take into account a more critical scenario, there's no need to perform any restrictions that will have an impact in our operational results. And now, moving on to the last topic in our agenda regarding the present and future impacts of COVID-19 in face of this harsh reality of our economy, we were able to identify some opportunities which are right now essential for the continuity of the company. We have started a project which is internally called as Digital Journey. Part of this project started in May. The objective is to reduce the time in the sales process, enabling clients to have a safe sales process because of our current scenario. We also intend to speed up our internal processes in the company. A digital plan does not focus on sales alone, and we do believe that it will provide benefits to the company as a whole. Today, we can buy PDG's units totally using digital resources. And this is done so that the whole client experience, from the moment of the purchase to the time the contract is registered in the public notary, may be done digitally. We know that some of these steps must be overcome, but we do believe that this crisis is enabling us to combine different factors and intentions by every member of this whole chain. Clients, incorporators, banks, and public notaries are all participating in this effort, and we see it as an important opportunity for us. And we should use its benefits and opportunities. As mentioned before in slide four, we are concluding our home office plan so that right now we're all working 100% home office. But we believe that this change in our regimen is cultural, but will provide a lot of benefits to the company as a whole. The idea is to have a home office project where part of the company can work 100% using home office if they want to, and part of the company will be on a partial home office mode. Something that I didn't comment before is that with this home office regimen, our productivity has increased actually. We have worked hard to try to find the best format. The strategy was designed based on an internal survey, and with it, we're able to identify all of our weaknesses and, most importantly, the desire of our team, since the increase of productivity has been very encouraging. There has also been an improvement in the communication process. Even though we're all apart, our internal communication process has improved. This was confirmed in the results of the survey, as I mentioned before. Another important factor in the implementation of the home office is the savings that may be generated in the middle and long term, reducing physical structures, and that will lead to gain in cost reductions. And now we'll talk a little bit about our assembly. We temporarily discontinued it to wait for the legal requirements so that we can have a safe assembly in the future, general assembly. The digital guidelines were published recently, and we will publish this week the invitation for this assembly, which is likely to take place in June. Over the years, BDG has acquired a lot of experience in crisis, be it economic crisis or crisis in the sector, or even within BDGs, and keeping in mind our recovery process. The company had to reinvent itself to face the crisis that were imposed upon us, and we can say that this so far we have faced them properly. We're totally dedicated to the consequences of the crisis. We are prepared to act if we have to, and we will prioritize the cash of the company and the health of our employees with a team that is prepared to restart working as soon as this crisis is over. I'd like to conclude my presentation now, and I'm open for the Q&A session. Thank you very much. We will now start our Q&A session. In case you have any question, press star one. If at any time your question is answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing the pound key. Questions will be taken in the order they're received. We do ask that when you pose your question, you pick up your handset to provide optimal sound quality. Please hold while we poll for questions. Well, one of the questions we received has to do with our entries. Of course, as we said in the previous teleconferences, the company was anticipating launching a new project this year. We did all of our internal work. Our project is almost ready to be approved by the municipality. However, it's only natural that a time like this, with so much uncertainty imposed upon all of us, we decided to be very conservative and responsible, and we suspended this investment. Of course, all that we did has not been lost, and we are ready to resume it as soon as this pandemic is over. Objectively speaking, we have suspended the launch temporarily, and there is no date anticipated for it to happen right now. Excuse me. Please proceed, Mr. Augusto. There is a second question regarding inventory pricing. We do not have any expectation to change prices. We've been doing this since we started our court supervised reorganization, and so right now we do not need to make any price adjustment. There is another question. This question is about our operating ability and the impact for our employees. As I mentioned before, we have worked with a very conservative scenario in terms of income decrease, and right now we do not see any need to change our structure. We have tried by means of the initiatives taken, and if required in the future, we will take any actions regarding changes in our employees. But our priority is always to make this initiative as the last one to be taken. Our idea is for us to keep our current structure as much as possible. It is right now very lean and essential for us to resume. Of course, that the scenario is dynamic. We have our eyes open to what is going on and to the expectations of what may happen. Right now, we do not see any need to make adjustments. There is another question here about our court supervised reorganization plan. We have complied 100% with the plan. Of course, that some actions take a little longer at some points in time, but we are complying with our duties. We have paid 282 millions of our debt subject to the CSR. Despite all of the difficulties that we're facing, there is another question about the exit anticipation. We concluded it in November last year. So the recovery plan or exiting the recovery plan is not something that we decide upon. But we do understand that important measures are still to be taken. So on the part of the company, we still do not know exactly when we'll be able to close it. It depends on the judge and not on the company. But we do not believe that it will be over in the short term. I think this is it. All of the questions have been answered. This is what I had this far. I would like to thank you all for your participation in this earnings conference. And in case you have any other questions or something I was not able to identify, our investor relations channel is available to you at our email address, ri.pdg.com.pr, and the results of the company were reinforced by the survey that was carried out, and I understand that this is an important and definitive indicator that we are following the right track. We are taking care of one another, and everybody is trying to take care of the company. We're going through difficult moments, but the energy of the team is very good. Everybody understands that the company is going through a difficult moment. Everybody understands what the market is going through, but we believe that we'll be able to overcome it. I'd like to thank you for your participation. Stay safe, take good care of yourselves, and I thank you all for your attention. Mr. Augusto, please. We have a telephone question by Mr. Marcio Costa from XP Investments. Please proceed, Mr. Marcio. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Augusto. My question is very simple. I may have an optimistic view on the companies because of what you mentioned in your presentation. I think that you are doing a good job, and this is very encouraging. And my question is regarding previous crisis that the company went through in the past. If we compare it to the current moment, how does the company see what is going on right now? Can we say that we've gone through worse moments, or is it the biggest challenge the company has faced this far when compared to other crises? Well, thank you, Marcio, for your question. I think that it's a relevant question for the moment we're going through. I think I can basically separate it into two groups. We learned a lot from our other downturns. Of course, there were impacts, external causes and impacts, but a lot of the reasons for this downturn was were actually internal. So this is a different situation. I understand that PDG learned a lot from the crisis and the internal causes. So we have learned a lot throughout this process, and it has enabled us internally to deal with the crisis we're going through now. Of course, this was not anticipated by anybody, but the fact that we had made adjustments, internal adjustments in the past, they strengthened us to face this problem now. And then when we compare this to the previous ones, this, of course, is more complex. It is a world crisis. It is more complex, and there are no perspectives. We don't know what is going to happen after COVID. In economic terms, in terms of employment, and even in terms of consumer behavior. It's a more complex crisis, stronger, but internally the company is better prepared. Of course, nobody knows what is going to happen. But when looking at April, and we spent April and then end of March, and we're in mid-May, and we are doing well. I mean, well, in the sense that we're operating, we have been able to face the challenges satisfactorily. Internally, we're better prepared than we were in the past. But of course, externally, we don't know what to expect and what will happen. I hope I have answered your question. Once again, I don't think there are any other questions. We can wrap up. I'd like to thank you all for your participation. I will look forward to seeing you in the next conference for the second quarter of 2020. Thank you very much. The teleconference for the first quarter of PDG is now over. We thank you all for your participation and wish you a good day.